put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And that's What Else? I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, born on this day in 1929. And so now, for the rest of this, July the 18th, this day in history, what happened on this day? This day in 1290, on this day, July the 18th, King Edward I of England issued what was called the Edict of Expulsion. They expelled all the Jews from England on this day in 1290, about 16,000 people. And this fell on this holiday, Tisha B'Av, which is a holiday that celebrates many prosecutions ceremonially in the Jewish world. But for several hundred years, Jews were thrown out of England, not allowed back, though some still secretly remained. But that happened on this day in 1290. This day is kind of momentous in West African history as well. In 1857, there was a war in which this warrior, whose name was El Hadj Oumar Tall, lost to this French forces that came in. He was a French to the French governor of Senegal. They were taking over Senegal, the French were, and he went to fight them. But he was a very interesting leader and very controversial. I mean, on his way back from Mecca, he healed the Pasha in a leader in Syria. Actually, he healed his son. So he began building this world and married his daughter, first of four wives. He was born in Senegal. So he went back to West Africa and built this army. He took on many other African kingdoms, the Bambara, who were neither Christian nor Muslim, and many other kingdoms he took on in West Africa, defeating many, not all. And he attacked Timbuktu and was repulsed and fought the French, as I said, and he lost. But it's interesting that the textbooks in Mali say that El Hadj Oumar Tall, they blame him and his war on other African kingdoms for weakening the power of African kingdoms that allowed the French to conquer West Africa. So that begins all on this day in history in 1857. This is a very big day in the Civil War in 1863 on this day, the Second Battle of Fort Wagner. It was one of the first formal African-American military units. The famous 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry came in with several other regiments that were white and assaulted the Federal-led Battery Wagner. It became a huge day in history. And just a year later on this day, General A.J. Smith led a brigade of African-American troops that defeated Nathan Bedford Forrest at Harrisburg near Tupelo, Mississippi. It was a huge and important battle in the Civil War. What was so really symbolic about this war was African-American troops defeating Nathan Bedford Forrest, the general who was just an avowed horrible racist who founded the Ku Klux Klan after the war. But he was defeated this day in 1864. This is a day in 1969 that many of you may remember, some of you may have studied in history, that Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts was driving his Oldsmobile, went off the bridge on Chappaquiddick Island, and his passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, died as a result of that accident. He swam away, didn't talk about it for hours, became this whole scandal, didn't kill his career, but that happened this day, Chappaquiddick, 1969. And it was on this day, just last year, in 2013, that government of Detroit, with $20 billion in debt, filed the largest municipal bankruptcy in American history. And that is this day in history. Many more things happened, and many interesting births and deaths took place on this day. But you can read most of those if you go to steinershow.org and check on the rest of this day in history. On our way to break, we're hearing Ragdoll by the Four Seasons. They hit number one with this in 1964.